All right, folks, normally I will tell you a section of verses to turn to. Today, we're actually going to go throughout the whole Bible. Today is a message I'm going to be bringing to you from various portions of Scripture. It's still going to be part of our overall series. Is God really listening? Okay? Is he listening? Coping with his silence. And we talked about that last week, and I thought we're going to be looking at some of the issues that people bring before God in this series. But before I go any further, I kind of needed to talk about something that's very relevant, because sometimes you and I can have a misunderstanding about what we can say to God and when we can't say it. So I thought I would kind of deal with that. So let me just kind of start with you. Let us all go on the same level, and then let me guide you through it and help our thinking today. Okay, so let me ask you a question. How do you deal with pain? You don't need to say it out loud. I want you to think about it. When stuff happens, and let's be honest, it happens. Stuff comes out of nowhere. Somebody attacks you. Somebody slanders you. Somebody does you wrong. Health issues arise. There are painful things that we experience. Sometimes they happen sporadically. Sometimes it's like an onslaught, like everybody's pouring it on at one time. You ever been through that? Like, oh my goodness, I can't take anymore. You know, my question is to you, what do you do with it? What do you do with the pain? A lot of people handle it differently. I think we've seen that, right? If you go about through life, maybe even your own life, when we deal with the pain, some decide that they don't do anything with it. They just internalize it, okay? And hopes that they just bury it and hopes that it goes away. Well, the problem is it always comes out. Did you ever understand that? I mean, do you see that? The pain always comes out, except when it comes out, it's out of control. Maybe in its expression or in its anger or in the crying out about it. But so some people do that. Some people try to numb it with various means to find comfort. Like what? Food, alcohol, drugs, relationships, whatever they can do. Work to try to numb the pain. It's interesting to me that what I find is that with believers, when you talk to them about what they do with their pain, the one answer that I think I should hear, and this is even true for me, I don't hear. What do you mean? Should hear, but don't hear. I don't people say, I go to God with my pain. Because, to be very honest with you, we operate under an assumption that we shouldn't do that. We operate under this assumption that that's wrong. Maybe somebody has told you that. So I want to talk, first of all, about the struggle. So I've got a couple points I want to say here before we look into God's Word. Okay, here's the first one. We believe that it's inappropriate to express our pain to God. We think it's wrong to go to him and just be real with him. You know, if anything, we say, okay, I go to him, but yeah, but are you real with him? Or are you just kind of like, God, help me with my difficulty? But you don't really tell him how you're feeling. You don't really express the pain that's in your heart. You don't really go to him and say, God, this hurts. What this person did to me is hard. I can't sleep at night. We don't say that. We say, oh God, can you take care of it? We just kind of give a mamsy-pamsy prayer because we think that's appropriate, but we can't really go to him and express ourselves. Maybe we're afraid to, because we think it's appropriate. What do you mean we're afraid to? Because if we really went to him and expressed how we were feeling, I think it would be pretty raw. I think it would be pretty pretty much the emotions coming out. Because let's be honest, we're not that way with anybody else, right? Maybe we get to the point where we might express our feelings, but we then quickly get embarrassed and we stop. So what? We keep internalizing the pain. But then the one person who really understands, so does anybody understand? God really understands because he knows exactly what happened to you, right? He was with you. Nobody else understands. I can get with some friends and I can have breakfast or coffee with them and say, man, I need you. Oh, man, I don't know what to do. This has just happened. And I can sit there and tell them what happened. But they're just listening to me. They don't know all the details. They don't know all the raw emotions. They don't, I mean, oh, yeah, we understand, George. We're there for you. But no, they don't really understand because you've been in their situation where you've heard somebody else's pain. And you're like, you feel for them, you want to be there for them, but you don't really understand. You don't really understand how they're feeling. And so there's only one person in the entire universe that you can go to. And we are under this assumption that we can't do it. It's not right for Christians to do that. Here's the second point I want you to see. We're uncertain about how to handle our emotions. Part of that is our culture. You know what I'm saying? Part of that is real men don't cry. Kind of attitude that if you're a guy, you don't express yourself. Okay, so what do you do with it, dude? What do you do with the pain? You drink it away? Smoke it away, whatever else away. What do you do with it, lady? With the pain and the hurt? See, we're operating in this reality that, okay, there's one who knows, but we think it's inappropriate, so how do we handle it then? What I'm trying to tell you through this series is you can go to him. In fact, you know, when I started out last week, I said I wanted to go deep with you. I think that's really what I want to do with you. I want you to go another level in your relationship with God. I want you to go another level in your intimacy with him. Because when you grow in a relationship and you grow in an intimacy, there should be a component where you are able to express how you're feeling with that other person, right? Because they see it. And there should be a level where you should be able to express yourself and tell them what you're thinking. I'm telling you, it's the same thing with the Lord. But too many of us, can I be honest with you, we're not real with God. We're putting on an act. Oh, everything's hunky-dory, Lord. But you're screaming in the car about whatever happened. And you're just burying it. And then taking it out on somebody else later for something trivial. So what I want to do is I want to clarify some things today. I want to get to the place where you and I understand, because you might be saying, okay, George, I understand what you're saying. I mean, I'd like to hear what you're saying, but I'm under the impression that I can't complain to God. Now, how many of you have heard that? It is sinful to complain to God. How many of you have heard that? I saw two hands down here, okay, three hands now. Tell me, how many of you heard that it's sinful? Okay, I'm going to tell you. Okay, yes. Okay, thank you for raising your hand. The rest of you, hopefully you'll learn. Okay, here's what I want you to understand. Yes and no. What? Yeah, it's sinful to complain, but it's a type of complaining. You realize there's two types of complaining, right? One is sinful, the other isn't. The problem is we just think complaints and I can't do that. So therefore, it's inappropriate for me to go to God and talk to him. No, I'm going to clarify with you today what is sinful, what's not, and hopefully allow you to go deeper. Do you understand what I'm doing? Here's my task today. I want to clarify what is sinful, what is not, and hopefully allow you to go deeper in your relationship with the Lord. Because if we're going to move beyond this message and look at the complaints or the groanings of others in the scripture, where they're like, God, there's evil happening in the world. How are you letting this happen? That's one of the prophets. When are you going to do this, Lord? When are you going to take care of this? Until we got to understand there's a difference between what you can do and what you can't do. So let's talk about what you can't do first, okay? Let's talk about the prohibitions. So this is where we're going to go to different scriptures, okay? So first of all, here's what I want you to see before we look at the scriptures. Scripture cautions us not to grumble or murmur against God. That's the first type. Grumbling or murmuring. Grumbling or murmuring. So here's what the scripture says. 1 Corinthians 10:10. Nor grumble as some of them did and were destroyed by the destroyer. See, George, we shouldn't do this. I don't want to be destroyed. Oh, no, listen to me. Look at what it says, grumble. Now, it's referring to, all right, here's the next passage, Numbers chapter 14, verse 27. Now, remember who it's talking about here, the children of Israel in the wilderness. And here's what Moses records in Numbers. How long shall the wicked congregation grumble against me? This is the Lord speaking. I have heard the grumblings of the people of Israel, which they grumble against me. Okay, so it's talking about grumbling, murmuring. Okay, now here's what I want you to see. Here's another verse, Philippians. Let's go back to the New Testament. Chapter 2, verse 14. Do all things without what? Grumbling and disputing. Okay, so here's what I want you to understand. So this, obviously, grumbling and murmuring is wrong. So what is it? Because I'm going to explain to you, chances are when you're in pain and you're wanting to go to God and express to him the pain that you're in, the chances are it's not grumbling or murmuring. So let's talk about what's wrong here. So here's my next point. Grumbling and murmuring is a sign of unbelief that discredits God. That's what it is to grumble or murmur. It's you mocking God because you don't believe. That's what the children of Israel did. If you read through the scripture, from the very moment that they left, they kept murmuring against God, like, you're going to kill me. How many times did it say that in those first five books? You're going to kill me, Lord. You brought us out here to kill us. That's discrediting God, like if that's saying that his goodness is wrong. That's murmuring. That's grumbling. God hates that. That's not what we're supposed to do. That's what we're forbidden to do. We're not to take God's character into question. You're not to question whether or not he's good to you. You're not to question whether or not he loves you. He does love you. That's grumbling and murmuring. Don't do that. That's the point we want you to see here. Now, here's what I want you to see. Then what do we do then? So if grumbling is wrong, if grumbling is so wrong that it calls into question who God is and his intentions and everything, I'm not to do that, well then obviously I can't say anything. No, there is something you can do. It's called lament. Now you understand what lament is? Lament is a heart cry of pain. It's going and expressing your pain. It's going and expressing to someone else what's going on. You already are doing it. You do it all the time. So for instance, how many of you get with a friend and share with them how you're feeling about whatever the problem is that goes on? A lot of you do, right? Is that wrong? Are you forbidden from doing that? No, you have to. You have to go to somebody and talk to them about your pain, right? That's lament. You are with your friend lamenting, expressing how you're feeling. So this is the other one. This is the one that God allows for us to do. But this is the one, I'm going to be honest with you, most Christians don't do. This is the one that most Christians avoid in their relationship, is going to him and lamenting. So there's four things I want you to see here. First of all, lament is a means of connecting with God during your struggles. It's a way of connecting with God. When you lament, when you go to him, you are involving God in your problem. It's you bringing God into your problem. We say he already knows about it. Yes, but you are engaging with him. I want you to listen to me. This, in fact, if it was wrong, why is the scripture so filled with laments, with people going and complaining? Here's the first one. Psalm 10, verse 1. Another psalm of David, just one verse. Listen to David, and tell me if this doesn't sound raw. Why, Lord, do you stand far away? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? What's he doing here? Obviously, something's going on in David's life. Obviously, there's something that he feels alone in. There's something that is weighing on him. And he wants God to do something. So that gets back to what our series is about. Is he listening, right? Coping with his silence. So there he is. And so what does he do? He laments. He expresses his pain to God in very real terms. Why are you far away? You say, isn't that calling to question God's character? No. It's saying to him, I feel alone. Where are you, God? Where are you? It seems like you're hiding from me. That's not a complaint. That's pain. Because of what you're going through in the midst of it. Lament allows you to connect with God. Some of you, can I be honest with you? I don't know everything that goes on in your lives, and I'm not meant to know everything that goes on in your lives. That's a good thing. But some of you, you carry pain. Some of it is 20-year-old pain. Some of it is 40-year-old pain. Some of it's pain from last week. You carry this stuff and you're like, you're carrying it alone. You feel like, man, this is the burden I've got to carry. I've got to carry this burden. I've got to carry this burden all by myself. And it's just me, myself, and I. And the three of us, me, myself, and I, we've got to deal with it. It doesn't have to be that way. You can engage with God. So you lament. You express your pain. You express your pain. Here's the other thing. Lament focuses on the relationship with God through faith. Do you realize when you lament, you're expressing your faith? Well, I thought I was just being raw with him. I thought I was just, bad. Here it is, God. No, no. That's an act of faith. What do you mean, George? Where are you getting at? It's an act of faith because for you to do that, you've got to assume that he's listening, that he cares. Do you understand where faith comes in now? You're engaging with the God of the universe. You're going to him with your grief, with your pain. So with that is a faith there that says, you hear me, Lord. Even though I'm saying you're not hearing me, I'm assuming you are. I'm assuming you do care for me because I'm expressing my pain. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's an act of faith. Now, here's the one that blew my mind. This is the one that answers the question about whether or not we can do it. Because you know, here's the reality. Because, you know, we're saying, George, I still think we're not supposed to do this. God told us not to do this. I hear what you're saying, but I don't believe that we're supposed to do that. Really? Really? What if I told you he showed us how to do it? What do you mean? Well, Matthew chapter 27, verse 46. Here's what I want you to see. God showed us how to lament to God. Jesus showed us how to lament to God. You want to know if it's okay to go to him and express rawness? You want to know if it's okay for you to go to him and cry out and feel like you're abandoned and just let him know that? You want to know if it's okay? You can know that it's okay because Jesus showed us that. Matthew, here it is, Matthew chapter 27, verse 46, Jesus on the cross, one of his last sayings. And in the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lech sabachthani?" That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Wow. Now, stop for a moment. Jesus have a close relationship with the Father? Yeah, of course, right? Jesus feeling pain right now? Of course, right? It's on the cross. What does he do? He laments. He expresses that pain. In fact, what he expresses is from the Psalms. Psalm 22, verse 1. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from my words of my groaning? Listen, folks, I'm trying to help you here, okay? I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help me. Well, let me give you one more point, and then I'm going to wrap it up for you, okay? Lament provides a way for you to express your pain to God. This is the way that he provided. It is the most ignored way in Christianity today. North American Christianity. Because somehow, because we're rugged individualists, we believe that we're just supposed to do it alone. But can I be honest with you? There are some things that we go through that we just don't know how to handle. You know what I mean? I'm in the last year of my 50s, and there are things that happened to me, pains that I went through in those other 59 years that I would have thought by now I could have gotten over. There were betrayals that took place. There were insults. There were things that were done wrong to me that I somehow feel like I could just get over. And then for a moment, I can get over them until something, either a person shows up or a song shows up or just even a word spoken or just a mood, the right atmosphere or something, then all of those feelings of pain just percolate back up and it's like, oh my goodness, I thought I overcame this. I thought that I dealt with this. But that's the problem, isn't it? I thought I dealt with it. When I should have gone to him to help me deal with it. When I should go to him, because here's the thing, it's kind of like our concept of forgiveness. We think of forgiveness like as a one-time thing. Well, I thought you forgave me. No, forgiveness is the process. Do you realize that it's ongoing? Because we're human. It's the same thing with dealing with pain. It's ongoing. And so I have to continually go to him and I have to continually express my lament. I hurt, Lord. This is consuming me. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? You know, here's what I want you to see. Let's wrap this up. Where are we going with this, George? Why are we doing this? Well, we're doing this because I want you and I to quit living under a lie. What? We're living under a lie. We've got this picture of Christianity in our mind where we're supposed to come to church and everything's supposed to look good. Everything's supposed to be, you know, wonderful. Hey, how are you doing? Oh, I'm doing great. It's been a great week. Wonderful. Yeah, but really? Really? I think some people maybe have great weeks, but not everybody. Maybe a great day, maybe a great hour, but then we don't allow for people to come in, because they're coming in wounded, and they're coming in, some of you are coming in here today wounded, and you're like, I want God to do something, I just don't know what to do, and I'm hoping for something, but yet the structure of our faith, of Christianity today in North America, well, you know, I really can't talk about it with you, God, because that's wrong, you know, it's inappropriate. Really? Really? Is it really wrong? That's a lie. Now, grumbling against the character of God, maligning him out of unbelief, that's wrong. But you're not struggling with unbelief. You have faith. You're wanting God to do something. You're trusting him. You love him, and you want him to show up. So what I'm trying to tell you is, then go to him and be honest with him. Go to him and say, I don't know that I can take any more. Have you said that to him? I don't know that I can handle this, Lord. Can you give me some relief? I feel so alone, Lord. Can I see your hand? At least your shadow? I think that's where we need to be. And then think about it. If we ended up going there, if we ended up being honest with him and allowing his spirit to minister to us in the midst of our pain and to carry us through it, I'm not saying that he's going to remove that pain, okay? Because I just told you, sometimes that pain stays forever. But the reality is, as you know, you're not carrying it alone. You have the Lord with you. Then the reality is, how much more will my service be to others? Because as the Lord helps me with my pain, I can help guide them to the Lord to help them with their pain. Instead of just superficially, oh, it's going to be okay, I'll pray for you. People can know that they are cared for because people understand. Maybe they don't understand all the details, but they understand that I'm in pain right now and they're there for me. Because they're guiding me to the one who can carry my pain, because God carried their pain. So what do we want to do with this? Okay, what do we want to do with this? We got to reject the lie. Recognize and reject the lie and go to God and be honest. Be real. He's not offended. You know, when I read these scriptures, like Psalm 10, verse 1, why, Lord, are you away from me? Or Jesus quoting Psalm 22, I'm alone, you've forsaken me. You can't get any more real than that, right? And you won't find anywhere in the scripture that says, don't do that. So let's just start being real with the Lord. You're not meant to carry it. Let's be real with Him. Let me pray for you and for myself.